Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Well, it's an epic song for an epic time of the year from a sports calendar season. When your team is still in it, and our team is very much still in it. And, you know, pretty much across the board, we all think the Eagles are going to still be in it next week. You got a real shot to win a title. It's a beautiful thing. All right, good morning to you. Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, Chorus Borgata, our spot on Friday mornings. Wonderful to be with you. We got Seltzer and Devin and Rhea, and we welcome to the program for the next 3 hours a man who knows what it is like to take a team into the postseason, Mr. Ruben Amar. Ruben, good morning, sir.
Good morning, my man.
How you fired up about the birds, Rube?
Super fired up.
Yeah,
I've never been this confident, I don't think, ever for a playoff game, but I feel really confident about this game.
That's a big statement.
Yeah, I've never been to this point where I know that this team is going to kick their ass.
I love it. I think the Eagles are going to win and all that, but I've been more confident in the past. I mean, the Giants game 2 years ago, I thought they were a lesser team. Why this confident this time?
Because I don't think they played their best game, and they still sort of dominated the game last week. And I do believe that there's more in there. There's no question in my mind. And I am just fascinated by this defense. It's amazing what they can do defensively. It has to be one of the greatest turnarounds in the history of sport to watch what has happened from the defense from last year to the defense of this year. And it's a combination of things, obviously, Vic Fangio, et cetera, et cetera, and the talent. But my goodness, I love watching it.
It's true, too. No question. 215-592-9494. Rube, one baseball thing before we get to the calls. Obviously, our first show since we found out yesterday the passing of the great Bob Uecker. Yeah. Did you know Uke? Did you meet him? Your thoughts on the tremendous legacy Bob Uecker leaves as just a magnificent American entertainer.
So, yes, I do know him, and yes, I've met him, and yes, it is an awful, awful thing because he was such an ambassador for the game. He made the game of baseball fun. I mean, the fact that he was on Johnny Carson like over 100 times, he in a lot of ways, whenever it doesn't matter whether baseball has gone through some of the steroid stuff and there's some drug stuff, there was all types of things going on, but it was always Bob Uecker, you know, talking about baseball, being around and being sort of the face of baseball, and just a wonderful, wonderful human being, number one. And just a joy to be around. The guy was just fun.
So it wasn't an act.
No, the man is just naturally funny as hell.
Yeah.
And
that's so impressive.
And he's just really great with people, man. It's just it's really sad. It hurt my heart to find out about this last night or yesterday.
You know, 90 years old. That's a heck of a life. And it seemed like he was functioning at such a high level until very recently, too. Right.
Yeah, so I think I talked to Fransky and to Tom McCarthy yesterday to, just to call him and commiserate a little bit. And you know, really iconic. They knew him. They knew him pretty well as well. But I think that everybody sort of took a piece. And now that I'm, like, on that side of the mic, you sort of take a little piece of everything that he did. And I think the biggest thing about what he did was he brings real joy to this profession. I mean, he believed in like having fun on the mic, and I think that's really important when you're, broadcasting to the world.
I agree.
And he was just the best in the world at it. He was really terrific.
He achieved something that I don't know that there's 10 people in America that achieve this. And Betty White had it, and he had it, and I think Denzel has it. Universally liked. Like, when I say, I mean 100% approval rating. Like, there's going to be some people that don't know who you are. Like, you know, someone, there's some 35-year-old out there, maybe not a baseball fan, doesn't know who Bob Uecker is. But amongst people that know who Denzel is, who Betty White was, who Bob Uecker was, like, literally 100% approval rating.
Yeah, we'll talk
about that. And that's almost impossible in this day and age.
There's only one person that I talk about in that vein for me personally, and that's David Montgomery, and you're right. So David Montgomery's the guy that when I think about him, he's the guy that is universally liked, much like Bob Uecker.
Yeah.
Bob Uecker was an icon.
Yeah,
and
sure
we
was.
We use that word probably way too much. But this man was an icon for the game of baseball and for the profession that I currently get to do.
All right, Eagles and obviously the Rams on Sunday. Snow is in the air. Well, not in the air yet, but eventually will be in the air. In the forecast, let's say. And, of course, you can weigh in on this huge game, 215-592-9494. Let's get to Dan right now in Philadelphia. Dan, good morning.
Good morning. How are we today?
Doing well, Dan.
Everything Bob Uecker said was just funny. No matter how he said it, he was a funny, funny.
Except, unfortunately, his last call was the Brewers blowing that game to the Mets, and that was it.
Oh no!
I heard it last night. He ended with like tremendous sadness.
What a shame!
Isn't that awful? It's horrible.
That's a shame.
Right? Hey. Speaking of concerts, Joe, didn't you go to a country concert with Amy and just cruise for like a half hour and left?
No, I stayed the whole time. That was when I talked to Paul Gunther for two hours.
Kenny Chesney or something?
Kenny Chesney.
Yeah, yeah, so, yeah.
Hold on, does that count as one of your seven?
Yeah,
concerts?
No, I've been to like 7 to 10. That's one of them. Kenny Chesney and some big opening act, but I'd never heard of him. I forget who it was.
Maybe you would have listened.
I could tell early.
How many other concerts have you been to you didn't listen to?
That's the only one. Yeah, that's the only one.
Yeah. Well, good, I guess.
Yeah, I just sat there and talked the whole time. The whole time.
That's crazy.
Well,
I'm sure the people that were at the concert really enjoyed that.
Yeah, thing. I'll bet. Those around you.
He made the.
We talked in our golf voice. Yeah, we had our golf voice on. We talked very low, and we didn't bother people.
You think?
Right. Hey, listen. As for the Eagles on Sunday, I think this weather is actually another weapon for us. I mean, with this offensive line and Saquon, it shapes up to be more of an amazing rushing game for us.
I agree with that.
Without weather.
Yeah.
So. You know, again, like I said yesterday, as the week goes on, my confidence is getting even closer to almost a certain win. Other than every other Sunday, I mean, any given Sunday theory. But, yeah, I'm excited about the weather. I think that moves in and helps us.
All right, Dan.
It's all about matchups. This matchup that we will put them on skates and push them around is made easier for us to push them around when the ground is slippery and frozen.
Dan, it really does lend itself
to our strength.
Dan, give me a scene in a movie, in a home.
How about the exorcism scene?
Wow.
Oh,
boy,
that's a good answer.
We're going to get a lot of biggies here.